Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. It's another blessing, another glorious day. Every day we have in these last few days of grace is another glorious day that we may do God's work and hear His voice as He speaks to us in the heart. The Lord loves His people and He speaks to us heart to heart. And when the Lord first gave me this assignment, He called it heart to heart. I knew it was God. Because He told me long ago, when you minister to people, I'm not talking to their mind, I'm talking to their heart. And all the things that I learned to help me draw near to the Lord, to receive the things that He was saying, to be a blessing to His people, all these things helped me to grow. And as I sought the Lord, I learned things, and I would always want to share it. And the last broadcast we did was talking about asking, seeking, and knocking. The Lord is right there with us in full time. All the time He's with us. If you're a child of God, He's always with you. If you're a Christian, He lives in your heart to guide you. And also we can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. He's upon us to help us. And it's all according to our will. At the new birth, He lives in our spirit. The Holy Spirit does. And He came upon us to give us power to do the mighty works of God. Because He loves us and He cares about us. Now He's helping us do our job. Man allows sin in the world, so man has to drive sin out of the world. Jesus made it possible for us all to be like Him. And we have to. If we serve God in spirit and in truth, you know, spirit and in truth is by faith. We love God. We're willing to seek Him and know Him. We love Him for real by faith. So when people get saved by the blood of Jesus, they believe on Jesus. They receive Him as their Savior and their Lord and their King. And they believe on Him. Their sins are washed away. Their spirit man's made brand new. The Holy Spirit lives within their heart, which is the Spirit. All right, they're clean. Now they got to renew their mind. And all as they go forward doing the things of God, Satan tries to stop them, of course. And we pointed out how Satan is a factor. And you have to learn how to fight him and defeat him. And that's your business to do so. Now, it's your responsibility to not letting him take the blessings that God has given you. Is your responsibility. It's my responsibility for me to make sure that he don't steal from me. I have to say something. I have to speak the word of God. And in doing so, I win. Now, if I don't speak the word of God, and if I don't do the things of God, and if I allow him to aggravate my life, then God will also not, he'll stay out of it. He said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is also loosed in heaven. So that means if you don't do anything, God's not going to do something. He's not going to do anything. But if you speak the word of God, then the Lord will back you up. If you start doing the things you're supposed to and stop, then God will stop too. Because what you allow, God allows. And sometimes people think that if God allows Satan to do this, then it's okay. It's not okay. God don't allow Satan to do anything. And he don't make Satan do anything. It's what we allow. God allow what we allow. He taught me that back in the 80s. In fact, that was the sermon he gave me. God allow. Cold religion says it's what God allows. Misunderstanding. People, Christians that misunderstand things, they think that God allows Satan to do things and we don't have any control over that. But we do. The word of God teaches that what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose, what you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. So you can allow the blessings of God and you can speak against the lies of the enemy. So it's our responsibility to stop the works of darkness. Now, when Jesus, we have, Jesus is our example. He went about doing good. Now he didn't take, he didn't go and involve himself in everybody's situation. Whoever came to him, when they saw him coming, they came and they wanted him to teach. Well, he taught. If they were sick and they asked for healing, well, he healed them. And he never, ever allowed Satan to stop his progress. Whatever God sent him to do, he did it. He didn't allow Satan at all to stop him. And that's what we have to do. And if we do it, it works. The word of God works. But if we're looking at Satan and allowing him to do things, then he'll take advantage of the situation. And God won't stop him. Not if we allow him. Now, God will help baby Christians at times, but we have to, the rules, Satan's rules is this. He has to fight us on our level if we're Christians. He can't fight us beyond our ability to bear it. So whatever happens, he's fighting you on your level. That means you can always defeat him. Because you're not fighting a man, you're fighting what used to be an angel who once saw God's face. So he's got a lot of knowledge and wisdom, but he's corrupt. You can't trust him. But you can always learn to defeat him. The word of God will help you with that. The spirit of the word helps us win. So the Lord is on our side. He's there to help us out. He's going to help us go forward and not backwards. Be in love with God. Be true to the word of God. Take the word of God, plant it deep in your heart, let it grow in you, and you'll always have faith. You'll never be short of faith if you receive God's word deep within your heart. And as you speak the word of God inside your heart, you're going to grow. You're going to go forward and not backwards. But it's not God's will for Satan to defeat you. But that doesn't matter. It can't be your will to allow Satan to defeat you. And you have to decide, well, I'm going forward in the Lord. I'm going to learn the things of God. When you make such a dedication, a remark of dedication, then the Lord's going to back you up. We have to get rid of old thinking, old religious tradition that never were of God, and go forward in Him and seek Him and take Him at His word. Because the Lord our God has so much to say and there's so much to do. We live in Him. We always have the victory because we love Him and we take Him at His word. Cold religion don't stand a chance against the knowledge of God. When we receive God's knowledge, we receive faith. When we receive faith, faith is the foundation of worship. You can't have worship in spirit and truth without faith. In other words, if you believe God and take Him at His word, you got to win. If you love God from the heart and you serve Him in spirit and in truth, it's because you believe Him and take Him at it. You believe Him truly according to His living word. So every time that happens, you win, my friend. And you have so much to say. All of your desires, everything that you're trying to do in the Lord can be done because you love the Lord your God. And you receive His word in your heart. And you speak it. And you act on it. And as we seek the Lord, we find ourselves to be winners. We get knowledge and understanding and counsel that we desperately need. Now, God's not going to give it to you just because you need it. It's got to be according to your will. And if it's your will, you'll ask. And you'll knock and you'll seek. Now, let's say the Lord knows you need to know something and He wants to tell you. He greatly desires to help you understand. And you didn't ask Him, but He tries to teach you anyway. Did you know that won't work out right? If the Lord came to you and taught you against your will, if you didn't receive it, it'll do no good. And God doesn't do things that's just haphazardly. He doesn't do things that's not going to work. If God do something, it's going to work. He's going to guide you into all truth, and he's going to help you understand. He's going to take you forward in life. And you're going to do well. Now, if the Lord, I've seen so many times as a minister, as a man of God, the Lord will come to you saying something. That pertains to your anointing. And that happens a lot in my life because I don't know what to teach myself. The Lord prepares me for what's next. So when he begins the process by teaching me something I need to know. Now when that happens, I listen. Now it also happens to other ministers. And when it happens, they argue. That's the worst thing you can do when the Lord's trying to teach you something that you need. Now, it's not for you. It's for you. It's for ministry. It's for some. That knowledge is for somebody else. Remember something. The anointing with the anointing, we have God's ability. In order to be prepared for time, the Lord has to teach us things we need to say. Remember, Peter said, The word of God didn't come by the will of man in the first place. It came by holy men. It didn't come. Their private interpretations didn't work. It came by the Holy Spirit to holy men of God, people that were living right, people that were seeking the Lord. It came to them, and the Holy Spirit gave it to them. And Jeremiah would say, the word of the Lord came to me saying something. Isaiah would say, the word of the Lord came to me saying something. And they'd write it down. Ezekiel said, the word, a vision would come to him, or the word of the Lord would come to him. And it would be what he needed for the next phase of his ministry. Now that pertains to the anointing. Now Habakkuk didn't say that the just shall live by the anointing, although the anointing is involved with our growth in the Lord and our salvation in the first place, and even our faith. Sometimes our faith is inspired by the anointing, which is the word of God, because the word of God is anointed also. But the anointing upon a person, we sometimes preachers try to live by the anointing, and you can't. The anointing is for others. It's operating on you for other people. But the point I'm trying to make is, Habakkuk said, the just shall live by his faith. By his faith. So I will prosper as I live by my faith in life. And see, the anointing is there to help us understand things, to help us grow, to help us have knowledge. Because when we hear the word spoken by anointed people, the anointing breaks the yoke. They preach the word of God. And from there we get faith. And then we speak that faith in our lives, and we live by our faith. Now, faith can come because of the anointing, and it can be transferred by the anointing. But the word of God is where we get our faith. So we're required to live by our faith. And faith is dead without works. So the way we live by faith, we speak the word of God in our life. We put a demand on the promise so we can receive it. And we speak it by faith. And we receive whatever it is God promised us. It works, folks. It works good. It works wonderfully. It's amazing how good it works. Because God loves us so much. And he has so much to say. So many blessings to give us throughout our lives. And the Lord is doing his part. He's doing the things he said he would do. We can have what he said we can have. All right, so the anointing breaks the yokes, especially for people who never knew the Lord. and people who struggle with things. The anointing can break yokes. Once the yoke is broken, it's up to the individual to learn God's word, because it's still their responsibility to drive Satan out of their lives. People get healed because of the anointing. They may, you know, the Lord know that, you know, Jesus is also a priest. He knows for a fact that people don't always understand everything and all the details of life. And they're growing and learning, and he's helping us out. He anoint people with their nine gifts to help us out where we may be weak and where we may need more strength. All right, three are revelation gifts, three are healings. They're power gifts and healing gifts. Three of them deal with prophecy. The gift of prophecy, speaking, the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues. And the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues equal prophecy. And then there's three knowledge gifts, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. And then there's gifts of healing. Now, let's look at the gifts of healing. God gives some, he's blessed somebody with the gift of a gift of healing. And they lay hands on the sick and they recover. All right. Once the person's healed, it's up to them to fill their heart with God's word and live according to the word so they can remain healed. But a lot of times people get healed and they go off and brag about how good they feel without studying the word. But the influence and the old and their habit system is still in place. Sometimes people get healed, literally healed by God. And the Lord taught me this, that the way you used to feeling sick, and your body will look for the symptoms, and they fall right back in the same trap. The word of God, we live by our faith. We thrive by our faith. The just shall thrive by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall even survive by his faith. So the way you measure it, it'll be measured back to you. And it's not automatic. You're not automatically healed because God loves you. You got to take him at his word. He made provisions for you to be healed. You have to believe him. And most people understand that. But cold religion has muddied the waters and say, well, it may not be God's will to heal you this time. You know, people teach things like that when, you know, we don't know why God don't heal all the time. We don't know why he heals some and not heal others. As if, you know, he just gives us healing roulette. He don't do healing roulette. He gave us a promise. And some, for some people, you know, God is so merciful, he may heal people sovereignly. He may need them in the future. And he may get somebody to believe him for their healing, and somebody praying that nobody know anything about. And the Lord, every time the Lord healed, he did it legally. If he heals sovereignly, it may look that way, but he did it legally. He legally healed them. He didn't he don't do hijack healings. He did it legally. Somebody in the world believed him, and he did it legally. Now God may have been behind it, or somebody may have heard that somebody was sick and they earnestly prayed. But in heaven's court, he did it legally. He has to do everything legally. He can't just come and do something because he wants to. He said the just shall live by his faith. And we have to live by our faith. I hear about people being sick and hurt, and I pray for them. And I earnestly believe God to heal them. That's why I say sometimes the Lord will call somebody to pray that they may not even know. And the Lord can legally heal somebody. Because God is good and He loves us very much. He has so much to say. And we need to hear Him out. We need to take the Lord at His word. We need to know what He can do in our lives, not just what we read about in others. Even though those stories and the facts of the Word of God, they help us they inspire us with faith, and we grow from glory to glory, and we attain whatever we need that the Word of God has promised, because we love the Lord, and we took Him at His word, and we received His word. And we heard His word, and we believed His word, and we go forward. We're still living by our faith because the word that we hear gets in us. And once we get it in our heart, we get it in our mouth. Once we get it in our mouth and we speak it, it applies to us. And we grow from glory to glory. But God is on standby listening to see if we have something we want to ask. And anything we want to know, He's standing there to see if we're going to seek Him. And He's got doors of opportunity. He wants to see if we're going to knock. And if we knock, He's going to open. He responds to faith, folks. The just shall live by his faith, and the Lord always responds to faith. He don't waste faith. Every part of God's word takes us forward and helps us to grow from glory to glory against all forms of traditions and the wisdom of men, that which is greatly limited. The word of God takes us forward, never backwards. He's going to bless us to go forward in every way there is. There's no way we can fail as we obey God's word, especially if we measure it like we should. And you have to receive enough word of God so that you can grow from glory to glory and measure it greater and greater. God's love is for us and not against us. It's a healing process every way you look at it. The Word of God is a healing way. It's a true way of prosperity. Because the wisdom of God leaves nothing out of your life. All the elements you need are there. The foundational things you need to know are there. The things that help you contribute life are there. Every way of blessing is in it. Every path of prosperity, it prepares you. Even the Sermon on the Mount will enhance whatever you're doing, from raising a family to a thriving business or corporation. Those are the principles that make things go. And when you spend time in the Lord, you think in a more advanced way. It enhances the way you think. And if you take time and renew your mind will be renewed. And you will be able to process things in a multiplied way, much greater than you normally could have on your own. Because God is foundational and His word is foundational. And everything He has to say enhances our lives in real time. And it doesn't happen all at once. People like to believe that whatever they know is factual, or whatever they understand is the truth. But the Lord will expose things for what they are, how they are. He would, the Word of God exposes everything for what it is. And then you have to make adjustments. But the adjustments work. The Word of God will help you make correct adjustments in how you think and process. So as this process continues, you become more capable. You become more capable in your thinking, and it enables you to be a candidate to receive even greater things. If you can receive some parts of God's word, it enhances you to receive greater parts of God's word. And you grow and you become more established in your thinking. Whatever it is you're doing is positive things of God, things that works. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit will help you do even greater. And even when the enemy comes against you to stop you, you learn how to defeat him. And when you learn how to defeat him, and you remember what he did against you, you even learn how he thinks. And you know, I learned a lot from God, and I learned a lot from the enemy too. Because I remember his attack points. I remember how he tried to get one over on me. I know what it feels like to be healed and then lose your healing. And I asked the Lord, how did that happen? And the Lord taught me some things. That's how I learned about, the Lord taught me that doubt can exist in different parts of your being. That's why I said earlier, your body can look for symptoms and receive a lie, and it'll come right back on you because you believed it. You have to speak against what Satan is doing and know that you got the results that you want. You have to you're not just saying that Satan get behind me, or you're not just taking authority over him and telling him to leave you alone and he'll obey you. You got to believe God's word about it. You got to believe that God gave you real-time authority over Satan. And that's why he's running. We submit our lives to God, resist the enemy, and he flees. Simple. He doesn't have a right to hang around after you told him to go. He's got to go. He's got work to do. He's got to leave. He's got to tell his legs to run. He's got to obey. He has no choice. He'll stop whatever he's doing and run, as in terror. If you submit your life to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. He'll be happy to get away. Now, the wisdom of God shows you God's will, and then you can believe God for any promise he's given you. And it's got to be all right with you. If it's not all right with you, God can't do it. If you're taking him at his word, and you say the right things, and you speak the word, but if you're not doing it by faith, it's not going to work. You got to believe it by faith. You got to take God at his word and speak it. And then it'll work, as long as there's no doubt. It's possible to speak all the things in faith, but if you have doubt in your heart, it still won't work. And there are things sometimes you just have to receive God's word till it drives the doubt out of your being, out of your mind, and out of your heart. Now, if you got doubt in your mind and no doubt in your heart, your faith will work if you speak it. And then there's the gift of faith. In an emergency, you may begin the process. You may have a small amount of faith, but you speak the word. You call on the Lord's help. And the gift of faith works like this. That's one of the power gifts. He'll add to the faith you already have until you can believe fully. Like when I had the motorcycle wreck, all I could say was Jesus. I was pleading for him to save me. and not let me be all broke, and keep me from being all broke up. Because I was doing 60 miles an hour when I was knocked off the motorcycle. All I could say was Jesus. I said it again, Jesus, and I knew that I would be all right. Now, the Lord helped me to believe for my own safety. And that, I believe that was the gift of faith. And I asked my pastor about it, and he pointed it out. He said, yeah, because you didn't do any work, and you had the result. And the Lord helped you. See, God is there for, he's right there and ready to help at all times. Now, what if I would have fell on the motorcycle and said, oh, no. Or what if I started saying cuss words? I said, Jesus. Because the word was down in my heart. And now Christians that'll do, you know, they'll say, oh, my, and get all boogered up. Or maybe they won't. Hopefully not. But it was in my heart to cry, Jesus. Because that's what happens when you take time and you receive God's word. And I thank the Lord for that. Oh, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. He's right there with you in real time always. And he's ready to respond to your faith. Because he loves you. Just like always. He loves everybody. But everybody don't always respond in faith. And God is limited in how he can bless them. He's limited in what he can do in their lives. Until there's somebody to believe, he's limited. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.